Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. Just a couple of announcements before we start. First of all, for those of you in driving distance of Columbus, this Saturday is our all-day health intensive crash course in getting yourself healthy that includes exercise, cooking classes, condensed version of Wellness 101, et cetera. If you're a member, it's free, so you might want to try to come. And the second thing is Dr. Neil Barnard will be in Columbus to talk about his new book on Wednesday, April 20th. And so if you are interested in information about that, you can call the office, 614-841-7700. So let's get right into today's message, which is continuing the coverage of Dr. Andrew Wakefield's book, Callous Disregard. And the Department of Health in the UK argued that no one and no group has ever confirmed the findings reported in the article that's caused all this fuss in The Lancet, but it's not true, as I've mentioned earlier. In fact, one of the prosecution's witnesses in the case against Wakefield had this to say about GI symptoms and autism. Quote, this is a quote, "I think it's something certainly well worth looking at. The general proposition, just to return to that for a moment, is that individuals with autism frequently have GI symptoms. That is not controversial, and it's clear. It would be of potential value to understand what on earth that means. I agree with that. Therefore, the investigation of those in more detail I would support." End of quote. Interesting comments from someone trying to discredit Wakefield's work. And as we get into talking about the hearings and that sort of thing, it was amazing how many people had wonderful things to say and then changed their minds when the pressure was brought to bear. You find out who your friends are when you go through times like this. As for the ongoing claim that the Lancet 12 were part of a scheme to gather evidence for lawsuits, this is just a continuing saga, the General Medical Council attributing the wrong research protocol to the wrong children and its findings. And the confusion continues to amaze me because it is really quite clear in the record. The GMC found that the doctors reporting the findings of the Lancet 12 performed unethical research on the children, but this is just not true. The GMC is confusing diagnostic testing with research. The tests were conducted according to clinical need. The research portion was approved by the Ethics Committee, and those in charge at the Royal Free were well aware of what was going on at the time and made no objection. The children were referred for clinical care, which included the diagnostic tests. In other words, these kids had GI symptoms. They were referred to pediatric gastroenterologists to figure out what was wrong with them. The research portion came about as a result of the findings of those diagnostic tests, and the GMC insists on confusing the two. The chilling part of this is not specifically what happened to Wakefield, but the message it sends to other doctors about autistic children and the types of tests and treatments that they should get. According to Wakefield, children are not getting the treatment they deserve in order to protect the relative safety of mediocrity in medicine. That's exactly the term he uses in the book. As for the difference between treatment and research, treatment is for the benefit of the patient while research benefits the general public. While these are separate endeavors, they often occur together. In the case of the Lancet 12, diagnostic tests were needed in order to determine what was wrong with the kids. It's well established that if a clinician steps outside of standard accepted practice in the process of diagnosing a disorder, this in itself does not constitute research. In the case of the Lancet 12, all the children were sick, and they all had gut issues. They were referred to the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist in order to determine what was wrong. It was in this context that the diagnostic tests, which included colonoscopy, were conducted. This is a standard diagnostic test for children with unexplained GI disorders. So again, you know, the continuing theme here was that a lot of people were involved in this whole thing, and a lot of them supporters of Wakefield who simply changed their mind when pressure was brought to bear. And I've been in similar situations. You do find out who your friends are when things are not necessarily going your way. And it's amazing how many of those friends come back to the table, by the way, when circumstances change. You know, lately I seem to have a lot of new best friends. Interesting. But in any case, we'll finish this up in the next day or so. Excellent book. And although it's tragic what happened to Wakefield, in a strange sort of way, the people who have been attacking him have probably helped promote his cause. So that's all for now, and we'll continue it tomorrow. Have a great day.